Welcome to Transforming Minds, Transforming Lives, a podcast series of RCCG Living Spring Pittsburgh. Stay tuned for our senior pastor, Boyega Esson.
Genesis 11, verse 5 to 6, the power of imagination. The Bible says in Genesis 11, 5 to 6, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and nothing restrained from them which they have imagined to do. The power of imagination. I'm sure you know the story very well. Some guys were just building up. They wanted to build a tower to the high heavens in Babel. And the Bible says when God looked to them, because they were united in purpose, because they spoke the same language, and because they were determined, Bible says God said, because of their unity and their determination, that nothing will be impossible for them. In other words, what they are planning to do shall become possible because of what they have imagined to do. In Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, the Bible tells us there was so much wickedness in the land that even God regretted that he created man. And the wickedness came because man's imagination was evil continually. In other words, there's so much wickedness in the land. Genesis 6, 5, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. If you check some other versions, I think KJV will tell you, because of his evil imaginations. So imagination matters a lot. It's not just a psychic thing, it's a spiritual thing. The way we think, the thoughts that predominate your mind. Because your heart is your altar. I keep saying this, our minds, our altar. You don't want to sacrifice to false idols on your altar. In other words, whatever takes over your thought patterns, your thought process, becomes an idol. In other words, if you give your mind over to pornography, you give your mind over to adultery, to fornication, then it becomes you are sacrificing to the God of fornication. That's how critical this thing is. Our heart is our altar. And the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. Who do you sacrifice to? What predominates your thoughts? Your heart is also your storage. In other words, what you dump into your storage is what you get out of it. Amen? You dump good stuffs, you get good stuffs out of it. You dump bad stuffs, that's what you get back. Bible says, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart, he produces good things. We live life from within. The evil man also, because of the evil stuffs he puts into it, he produces evil things. So your thoughts are entities. I keep saying this. It's real. In the realm of the spirit, your thoughts are real. God can see your thoughts. God can see what you are thinking. And believe me, if you don't mind your heart, what you imagine can actually come to pass. We saw it here. So much evil in the land because people's imaginations were very evil. Do you know if you hate somebody, you are bitter towards the person, you carry that hatred for long, believe me, that hatred can become a channel through which evil forces will begin to operate and they can strike that person you hate. That is witchcraft. So witchcraft is not until you begin to fly in the night. When you don't mind your altar, when you carry evil continually, as we see here, that evil can become your reality. And Satan can smell. He doesn't know what's going on in our hearts per se, but he can smell because we create auras. Amen? Your heart is like a iron filing. Whatever predominates your mind is a matter of time. You begin to attract them. These are spiritual laws that nobody can change. So it's very critical, this matter of the heart. You know, many times I keep trying to get out of it, but God will always send me back. The theme of this church is transforming minds, transforming lives. Believe me, we see creation in life, we see innovation. All these things come from people's imagination. I mean, look at the progress in the tech, look at the progress in science, look at the progress in medicine. Somebody's imagination is working. It's either good or bad. So it's very critical. Your mind is a garden. If you don't mind your garden, it will be overcome by weeds. You know, those weeds, low self-esteem, doubts, fear. Those are weeds. And from time to time, if you are planting a flower bed, you have to weed out. You know, we weed out our lawns. We try to get out the junk, the trash. That is your mind. So if you are living and you don't take charge of your thoughts, because your thoughts you can take charge of. And somebody said, when you take charge of what you can control, God will take charge of what you cannot control. In other words, when you control your thoughts very well, God will control the things that are beyond your control. The things that are within us is within our control. Some things that are beyond us, that are outside of us, is beyond our control. So as I control the interior, God takes care of the exterior. That's how this thing works. Because your heart is your altar, if your heart is well swept regularly, if you mind your thoughts, before you see Jack Robinson, you see your prayers being answered. This is how these things happen. Why are prayers not answered? Because many times the heart that is carrying it is polluted. Because sometimes even the prayer, what the guy is mouthing, is not in alignment with what is going on in the heart. If I come to pray for you now, oh, maybe God forbid, if you are sick and I'm trying to encourage you, oh, God will heal you. But if you already see yourself dead, that prayer will be very difficult to be answered. So the matter of the heart is a serious matter, very serious issue. So all the things we see in creation today, it came from somebody's imagination. And you know, it's not just a matter of Christians alone. Unbelievers know this thing. They even do it better than us. They can imagine things. They can think things. Because we are created in God's image, after his likeness. One of the powers man has over others is because man can, it can visualize. It can create from within him. It can make things happen. No other species of God has it. Man created in God's image after his likeness. Amen. We are God in this realm, a small g. He says he's made us gods in this realm. He told Moses, I've made you a god to Pharaoh. That's how critical these things are. And you know, in Hebrew, the Hebrew word for imagination is yetzer. And yetzer in Hebrew means conception. You know, a form, something that is framed. So in other words, you can conceive from your spiritual womb. Whatever your mind stays on over time can become a reality. So people can conceive in their mind. And as they nurture what they conceive, it becomes a reality. Somebody said, the guy who wrote Think and Glory, Napoleon Hill, that whatever the mind conceives and believes, the mind achieves. Somebody said, for you to actualize, you have to first of all visualize. At times, non-Christians know these things, and they mind their mind. They know how to harness their thinking faculties. They know how to think properly. They know how to focus their gaze. They know how to focus their thinking on particular things, and they see it happen over time. So, yetzer means conception. What are you conceiving within you? What's the image you carry? Imagination means the picture, image you carry within. Amen. Your thoughts can become image. That's why Jesus said, if you look at a woman lustfully, you've already committed adultery. In other words, if you visualize the woman in your mind, already is a sin. So there are many sins people commit in their minds that before God is totally blatant sin. So somebody can just sit and just begin to imagine. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. The forces that shape your life come from within. If I hate somebody very well enough, I wish the person evil. Believe me, that evil can happen. Because there are forces. They are just like a magnet field. Whatever controls you, you attract. Whatever is predominant in your thought pattern, you begin to draw. Rich men know this. Some of them, that's why they become so wealthy. There are powers that man has. It's not just Christian alone. Get it into your system. There are powers. Even though after Adam fell, some of them were stripped away, but some, we still retain it. That's how critical these things are. Well, let's just go to the different types of imagination, vain imagination. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, Romans chapter 1, verse 21, talking about vain imagination, said because they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God, they were not thankful to him, they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. In other words, these people, they can see God in creation. The invisible qualities of God is made manifest in creation. Just look up to the sky and you see the clouds, the way they are well laid. God is visible in creation. But these folks, they refuse to thank God. They say, oh, God is not the creator. They say, oh, it's some evolution. They refuse to acknowledge God the maker. And you know what? Bible says God gave them over to a reprobate mind to begin to do the things that are not convenient. Is it for their women? They put natural aside, they now begin to do what is not natural. He gave them over to a reprobate mind. It says they became futile in their vain thoughts. Their hearts were darkened because they didn't give glory to God. A vain mind, a vain imagination. It doesn't produce anything good. The Bible says, the kings of this earth, Psalm 2, verse 1 to 2, Psalm 2, that some people imagine vain things. So why do the heathen range? And the people imagine a vain thing. Say, the kings of the earth said themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed. Say, God will laugh. In other words, they are imagining that, look, they want the anointed of the Lord. They want them to be injured. And God will say, look, where do the heathen range? And the people imagine a vain thing. So there are vain thoughts. There are vanity thoughts that will not produce anything. Which is why you have to keep your mind engaged. Once I wake up, by the grace of God, it's getting better and better. I just switch on to my audio Bible. Those early moments, I don't want to leave it to chance. Because the realm of the spirit is very, very critical. So there are vain imaginations. Vain. Vanity. Vanity. What are you feeding your mind with? How vain are your thoughts? Maybe that's why your life is what it is. I'm not kidding you. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if your thoughts are vain, your life will be vain. I don't know what you are thinking, but I can judge you by the actions you are producing. You also have fertile imagination. Fertile imaginations are productive, is a productive mind. Is a mind that is harnessing the power of imagination. And the Bible says God is able to do much more that you can ask or think. According to the power that is at work in us, that power is the power of the Holy Spirit. It's also the power of your mind. That God is able to do much more than you can ask or think. So God answers your thoughts when your thoughts are okay. When you begin to mind this matter of the mind, when you begin to mind the way you think, when you pray and your mouth and your heart are in alignment, the prayer gets answered. Your heart, your mind is your altar. Productive, fertile mind. A mind that is being cultivated, getting better and better. A mind that is being renewed on a regular basis. A mind that is being plowed. How do you cultivate? You dig into the fallow ground so that the nutrients beneath the surface of the ground can come to the fore. So when we renew our minds, that's what is happening. You cultivate your mind. You read well. You run away from things that just entertain and dull your senses. You know, you dig deep. The Bible says, don't conform yourself to this world. He said, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Say, don't conform yourself to the standards of this world. That is Christianity. If you say you get born again and you don't take Bible study seriously, it's a joke. I won't lie to you. Do you know people get transformed when they study the Bible? You don't get transformed by praying. Prayer affects your spirit. Bible study affects your mind. You can pray and not be holy. I'm not kidding you. But you want to be holy? Pay attention to the Bible. It's a matter of time, something will shift. Because you keep saying what convicts you, and then it's either you cry to God that God is helping you, or you dump the Bible. So there's no magic to God. God is a methodical God. So he said, don't conform to this world. Because if you conform to this world, it's calamity awaiting. There's a way that seems right to a man. The end of it is what? Destruction. Anything Satan gives you is heading towards the Broadway destruction. But that will not be your portion. I will be saved, and you will also be saved in Jesus' name. So the Bible says, reckon yourself to be dead to sin. Think yourself to be dead to sin. See yourself, imagination. See yourself as being dead to sin. A dead man is a dead man. Say, see yourself as being dead indeed to sin. Romans 6 and 11. See yourself. See imagination. Because Christ was crucified for us, we are dead to this Adamic nature. Your imagination can become fertile. That's why we go to school, education. You get better. But as you are educating yourself academically, please don't neglect spiritual education. For our children particularly, don't neglect it. We keep shouting this. The world out there is not the world 10 years ago. I'm not kidding you. Things are crazy now. Abomination is not the one saying, look, I'm the real deal. And they are targeting these young minds. They know you know better. But it's these small minds they are targeting. Do not neglect spiritual instruction. So we also now have godly imagination. This is where God himself now ministers to you. In other words, the Bible says about Jacob that God ministered to him, that Jacob saw in a dream I was going to become rich. You know, he had worked with Laban, his father-in-law. The guy cheated him out of his inheritance, cheated him again. So it came to a point where God said, look, go back home. But he was going to go back empty-handed. He was just going to go back with his two wives and children. And he saw in a dream how to outsmart somebody. The Bible says, so God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me. In breeding season, I once had a dream in which I looked up and saw that the male goats mating with the flock were streaked, speckled, spotted. The angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, I answered, here I am. And he said, look up and see that all the male goats mating with the flock are streaked, speckled, spotted, for I've seen all that Laban has been doing to you. So they had a deal. God told Abraham, say, look up. He said, can you see the stars, the firmament? I will make your descendants as numerous. Abraham just had faith. You see, when God shows you things, faith is automatic. Faith is not that we are psyching up ourselves. But when God shows you things, faith is what is full assurance. So Abraham saw in a dream. And when God told him, look, this is going to be numerous, descendants of yours, he just believed. So that was why he was able to hope against all hope. That what God has promised, he was able to perform. Because he had seen something. It's my prayer God will open our eyes. It's my prayer you will see your future. It's my prayer you see the future of your children. It's my prayer when you are down, you see yourself up. It's my prayer you will see yourself the way God sees you. It's my prayer you will not carry a faulty imagination. How do you harness the power of your mind? How do you harness the power of imagination? Get born again. The Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see. When we get born again, a veil is taken off our minds. The Bible says clearly that those who are not born again are in darkness. That the God of this world has blinded the minds. Can you see that? Blinded the minds of those who do not believe. The same thing we saw in Romans chapter 1. Their minds were darkened. Their minds were blinded. So everyone who is not born again is living in darkness. They have their minds, their inner man, they have it blinded. They can't see what God is about to do in their lives. They can't see beyond their noses. They are dead spiritually and they are blind spiritually. But when somebody turns to the Lord, that veil is removed. That's why he says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. And beyond all things have become new. So the veil that used to blind in the mind, that won't allow the mind to see what God is about to do, is taken away. And this guy now becomes a brand new person. It's my prayer somebody will have that experience. That is what it is to be born again. It's God doing a spiritual work within you. It's a spiritual work from A to Z. And it's totally supernatural. Which is why when you have actually been born again, it's difficult. Even when you backslide, you still come back. Because it's an encounter. And somebody will have that encounter today and you never remain the same, never ever, in the mighty name of Jesus. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. He begins to see things are new. New values, new attitudes. If you're enjoying sin and you don't feel anything, you're already gone. That's what you call a reprobate mind. And God gives people over to reprobate mind. That will not be your portion. That will not be my portion in Jesus' mighty name. How do you harness the power of the mind? Casting down negative imaginations. The Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3 to 5, it said, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we should cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself. In other words, the strongholds are in the mind. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is a thought pattern that holds you strongly. Some people believe, and they are Christians, that what their forefathers did is affecting them. And even though they've gone for several deliverances, they still have that belief. Because deliverance is spiritual, it's also mental. We get it wrong many times. Yes, spiritually, the devil leaves you, he leaves your life, but there's a mental deliverance that many people don't pay attention to. And that's where all these things come play. And the mental deliverance is actually tougher because the ball is not in your court. Because the Bible says when the demons leave a person, they go away. And they now come back to now check the guy. If the guy is still carrying that thought pattern, he just goes and just brings several more demons. That's why some people never get delivered. Because personal responsibility is not there. It gets to a point in your life. It's either you go on with God or you remain where you are. God will just give you the two cards, the two options. But I know you are wise. So we man the gates of our hearts. We want to build strongholds with the word of God. We want to build strongholds of faith. That's why we memorize scriptures. We want to build strongholds. There's a positive stronghold with the word of God. Strongholds are concretized entities in the mind. And the only way to shatter them is by the word of God. Also, how do we harness the power of the mind? Worship God. Do you know the Psalms you read is somebody's imagination? David was so enthused about God that he would just say, how amiable are your tabernacles, O Lord? The heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament. It was somebody's imagination. This guy wrote 73 out of the 150 Psalms. He would just sit and just begin to imagine God. That's why he became the man after God's own heart. So when we worship God, we magnify him. And then in turn, it becomes magnified in your own life. When you magnify God, it's already magnified. When you magnify God, it now in turn becomes magnified in your situation. What we call Psalms today is somebody's imagination. It was so much into God that he wanted to know God, and then God began to download into him. But before that, he made himself available to God. He was thinking God, that this God is too much. Look at the seas. Look at the sea creature. So David wrote the Psalms because he was influenced by positive imaginations and, of course, Bible meditation. Those are the ways to harness the power of the mind. It's my prayer God will help us. Spiritual growth is your responsibility. It's great to look for miracles all over. Great. But believe me, it gets to a point where those miracles are not forthcoming. You have to sit down and talk some sense to yourself. God wants you. He wants your heart. He knows what you need. Even before you pray, he knows. He knows your need, but he wants you. What's the point putting something treasure into the hands of an irresponsible child? So God wants you. And God wanting you means you have to make yourself available to him. I'm sorry to say, but many Christians are too shallow. Many. And we have to do something about it. It's not just about prosperity miracle anymore. It's about the word. It's about me sitting down and really knowing God for myself. Because now there are voodoo priests who are dressed up like me and they are preaching on Sunday mornings. The Bible says, if it's possible, the very elect, even those who know their onions, if they are not careful, they can still be deceived. That's how critical things are now in the realm of the spirit. But God will help us. And God will help me. We will daily guard. We will man the gate of our hearts. When we see ourselves going overboard, we call our minds back. That no. You keep a watch over your mind. That's how these things should be. It's a training in righteousness. Your heart is your altar. It's your storage. Your heart is your guardian. You can't play on trifle with it. And you are dead. You are dead to sin. And alive to God.
Thank you for listening. And make sure you subscribe for more great podcasts.